So I want to ask you a little bit about the Ipi/Nivo thing and just that whole strategy of anti-CTLA-4 and PD-1 in gynecologic cancers. I know this comes up in other cancers. You're seeing a lot of pembro used right now, second line for cervical in a younger patient who's in good condition. Would you ever consider something like Ipi/Nivo in somebody who already had pembro, for example?
Let me start with the first question with regards to the results. And, you know, as we look at the single agent pembro response, it's really consistent, 10% plus or minus 5%, maybe 15%, very consistent, about 14.7%. So as we're seeing doubling or even tripling that response rate, yes, they're modest, but you're seeing a much improved over single agent pembro. The question then becomes, would you reintroduce combination immune therapy in a patient who had already been exposed to pembro? Yes, I would. You know, I think we need to answer that question when we start to study these combination immune therapies in the future. We really need to look at a subgroup who are previously treated. As we saw in the CheckMate trial, those who had, without any prior systemic therapy, benefited the most. The next question to ask, would I feel comfortable substituting combination immune therapy in place of combination cytotoxic? And I don't think we're there yet. We really need clinical trials to answer that question. With the clear survival advantage of the platinum doublet with Bev, with the survival advantage compared to a platinum doublet, I really think that continues to be the standard.
So just to clarify, though, about Ipi/Nivo, in terms of the idea of using it in somebody who'd had prior pembro with cervical cancer, are you saying that's something that you would consider outside a trial setting, or that more as a clinical trial concept?
No, I would consider that outside. The options for these patients, the second or third line, are just not there. Anything exciting is not there. So would I, outside a clinical trial? Yes. Would I ideally like to do that as part of a clinical trial? Well, you know me and clinical trials. I always want to enroll on and to answer those questions.
I know there's other anti-CTLA-4 PD-1 combinations. There's tremelimumab and durvalumab I've seen. Any others that are out there are being looked at?
Yeah, I think the most mature is a small company called Agenus. And I'm honored to be the PI on a randomized prospective two-arm phase two trial, which is looking at their single agent PD-1 inhibitor plus or minus their CTLA-4. So everybody gets the PD-1, and then half the patients in a blinded fashion will get the CTLA-4. They've actually completed two single arm trials that enrolled 150 patients. So we should be seeing those results shortly. So obviously, the single agent continues to have modest response rates, but we hope that the combination in this trial will see some real improvements in these outcomes of the patients.
You know, another thing that's kind of hard for us on the outside to get a real feel for is the difference between checkpoint inhibitors. And of course, we've been asking that since the beginning. Now there's like six, or who knows how many are approved. And we keep hearing back, it's hard to separate them out, PD-1, PD-L1. But then you see stuff like with dostarlimab, and I look at that and I go, is that different? So are there any out there that are different? And you see, I mean, I know there's small series, but like you see MSS stable endometrial responding. Do you think there's a difference between these PD-1 agents?
Well, I talk to my melanoma and lung cancer colleagues a lot, and they've given a lot more immune therapy than I have, and they're not able to identify clear differences. I think we look for outliers in efficacy and toxicity. We don't see it. We all have personal experiences, and when you're looking at severe toxicities of the 5% range, if you have a couple of those in a row, it can really skew the way you look at a drug. So that's why it's so important to really look at these collectively. And I just can't differentiate the agents right now in GYN cancers on efficacy or toxicity.